Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down once again with Representative Jim Van Engelenhoven. And first and foremost, Jim, I'd like to thank you for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, we're just recapping what's going on in the legislature, and as usual, it's lots and lots of work behind the scenes, but things are moving forward. A couple of bills you've been working on would help employers in the state. Could you tell us a little bit about what those bills aim to do?
Well, basically, the bills are referring to deal with unemployment and the funds that employers have to pay into. We've restructured those to make them more friendly to the employers and allow them to encourage them, in fact, to expand and hire new employees.
When you're talking about encouraging them to expand, there are a couple of rule changes that you've put forth, one of which would be a reduced time for their introductory rate mandated by the state. Instead, they'd be paying their normal rate after that. Are there any other specific ways you're going about trying to improve that?
Well, they have to maintain a certain amount of balance based on the number of employees, and in some cases, some have fallen behind on that and normally would have a longer period of time to get that paid up. And they still can do that. This is not something that's mandatory on their part, but we've had employers come forward and ask for some changes, and that's what this is about, trying to accommodate how they best can use the policy.
There are, of course, some other things in there, but the gist of it is to make the process a little bit easier for employers.
That's correct.
Another thing that you're working on is allowable growth. The Senate did something with this. They passed some stuff, but the budget that you guys are working from, you did allowable growth last year?
Last year, we did a two-year budget on a lot of the overall budget. Not the whole budget is not on a two-year budget. And the feeling is in the House, and of course, we do not want to put ourselves out there like we have in the past. But the feeling is that we set the allowable growth last year. Now, I'm sure this is going to be up for debate before we adjourn this year. That being said, there is quite a bit of difference between what the Senate passed and what the House is talking about. In talking to school administrators across the state, I think what we're hearing is don't promise us something that you can't live with. In other words, don't give us promise us 4% because they build the school budget around a 4%, and then the state comes through with a 2%. And in a lot of cases, if that happens, we fall back on property taxes at the local level.
That's something that the legislature is not looking to make happen.
That's right. That has happened in the past, and that only compounds the problem.
Are there any other things that you're working on, budget-related or not?
Not really budget-related. Ways and Means and Appropriation meet continuously, at least once a day, if not twice every day. That's the normal process. We're still working on a lot of policy bills, and that's the normal process. We're starting to see a floor debate, and that will pick up as we move further into the session.
And this session is already well underway. What is this, week six now?
That is correct.
And how many weeks do you think are left? And by that, I mean, do you see this session running long, or do you think you'll end on time?
Well, this would normally be a 100-day session, and my feeling is unless something gets bogged down on like mental health or we get close to an agreement on education, we could be there longer, but I think the feeling is from between both parties that they're going to try and get out in 100 days or slightly less.
You know, you just mentioned mental health care, and that's something that's come up a couple of times now this session. Have you seen any recent changes to those proposed pieces of legislation?
Well, not actually proposals as such where we have voted on them, but there's been a lot of communications. I try to stay in contact continuously with Representative Heaton, who is one of the main ones in the mental health reform. And as I've shared concerns in the past, and I continue to share that concern, is that we look out for rural Iowa.
All righty. Well, I think that takes us through just about everything, unless there's something else you'd like to talk about.
I believe that'll take care of it for today.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. This is the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.